Good morning, Chairman and shareholders. Stephen Mayne, small shareholder in Babcock and all of its listed vehicles. First two questions. We had a placement of $220 million in March the 8th, I think it was, at $13.65. And it's a fairly simple principle that when a company does a placement, a select placement to institutions, that it should offer its small shareholders an opportunity to invest on the same terms through a share purchase plan. You have done share purchase plans at BBI and BBP recently, but at Babcock and Brown, you did a placement which was discounted to market, and then you didn't follow through with the share purchase plan to look after our shareholders. So I want to ask you firstly, why didn't you? And I want a commitment from you today that with your listed funds and with Babcock in the future, if you do a select private placement to insiders, institutions, whoever, that you offer all of us small shareholders the opportunity to participate on the same terms through a share purchase plan.
Well, in a number of our listed funds, we have activated share purchase plans. Stephen, as you know, you can only do one share purchase plan a year. The cost and time and issues involved with full entitlement issues are significant, which is why the legislation actually permits for expedience the ability to go and raise less than 15% of the equity in placements. So the reality in running the business in the ordinary course, it's impossible to give the commitment that you ask for. That said, we are always conscious of giving small shareholders the right to participate in our funds and in Babcock and Brown itself at a discounted on a basis consistent with that, and I think you'll find we did have a DRP running at the same time where small shareholders got the opportunity to reinvest their dividends. Equally, the funds have DRPs running where small shareholders get the opportunity to reinvest their dividends, and we do always look at share purchase plans as an efficient and attractive way to involve all our shareholders in capital raising. So while I can't give the absolute commitment that you asked for, I certainly can give the commitment that we will actively use shareholder purchase plans where they're appropriate, where we're able to do that, and where we need capital. Of course, that's all we can do as management.